101.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
And this is not Nick Francesco. I'm sorry, Dave. I didn't mean to pile on top of you. I'm Rob Linton.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we're sort of breaking it up a little bit here. We're giving Nick the day off.
We're not giving him the day off. He took the day off.
We're giving him the day off.
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
Did he apply for approval?
Does he need to?
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, with his wife.
Yeah. That's all the approval
that's
he needs.
That's the only one.
That's
yeah,
all
it's
the
like,
approval
yes,
he needs.
Yes, honey, you got it.
Well, we're glad to be along with you today. It is a big day, Dave and Steve, because the fall pledge drive ends in less than a week. So we've really got to raise some more bucks today. I want to thank everybody that pledged last week.
Oh, the folks were fantastic last week. We can't say enough good things about it. But you know what? We can't stop there. And we need to remind you folks, you got to pick up the phone, give us a call at 585-966, that's 5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415, or the way we like to do it is tell folks to go securely online. You could be sitting there right at your computer, go to jazz901.org, and you can pledge safely. This way you don't miss anything of the show. You can still listen to it in the background and gather all the information that you need. But you know what? It's critical that you pick up the phone and do it. Don't say, yeah, you know, that's one of the things I got to get into doing. Like Rob said, we come to you folks twice a year. Nick, Steve, and I are here usually 52 weeks out of the year. We give up our Saturdays. And as I've said before, and I know some of you folks have heard it and it's old news, but we take 4 hours on an average, three guys, 4 hours out of our day on a Saturday, when most of you folks are out doing stuff with your families and getting stuff done around the yard or doing whatever.
Well, you know, I want to interrupt because a lot of folks, you know, on the jazz side of things too, don't realize that, you know, 98% of the staff here are all volunteers.
Yeah.
So you guys come in, as you say, on your own time, mm-hmm. and in some cases have to move work schedules around and things like that to be here.
Yeah.
Because you want to be. And one of the reasons that we're looking for your support here at Jazz 90.1 is to make sure programs like Soundbites and everything else we have on this station can stay right here. And of course, today, guys, we're taking your computer calls, but we'd love to be taking your pledges of support. You can give us a call at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or pledge online, as Dave said. And again, bring your computer questions on in today. We'll be happy to, well, they'll be happy to, I'm not, you know, you see yesterday, I said today my default answer is going to be just reboot it. You know what I mean? That's how much I know.
That often fixes the problem.
Yeah, sometimes it does.
But it's so very important to keep this radio station moving along. I mean, obviously, we all have been together, you know, for many years. We worked together at the other place, and then we came here. And, you know, it's a totally different scenario because of the fact that it's listeners here that truly drive what we do.
Yeah, I mean, they're the ones that, you know, usually step up and get, as we, you know, and you've heard us talk about this before. You know, we come to our listeners because a lot of the folks have followed us around for over 25 years.
That's right. Has it been over? It has been. Oh, my gosh. That's right.
Yeah, we celebrated 25 years later.
You were at our 25th anniversary
was
there.
Was I really?
He suffers from CRS.
Yeah. He's too young for any of that. And the nice thing about that is the radio business isn't that well known for letting you know when a show moves.
Yeah, no. Right.
Especially when it moves station.
Well, what they'll do is they'll call you in on a Friday and be like, sorry, guys, have a nice one. They, you know, it's common practice in the radio business to not give you an opportunity to say goodbye to your listeners or that you're moving.
Or you know, like I've always described it, radio is like a fog. It rolls in, you're there, and then it can roll out and you're gone.
Yeah.
And there's no mention of that you even were there, that you contributed anything or did anything. So, you know, it's that way. But you were nice enough. I don't know why the heck he did it, but that, you know, you invited us that once day. What was it? I think it was like a Tuesday. We met for lunch.
Yeah.
And you said, all right.
When?
I got Saturday open from 12 to 2. When can you start?
That was before we even had the sodas.
Yeah, we didn't even order yet. We just sat down.
Well,
gave you the date, June 5th.
Yeah.
I won't forget that. June 5th. Yeah. You go, okay, now let's order.
Yeah. And it's a situation here where Jazz 90.1, as a radio station as a whole, our goal in life is to bring listeners programming you're not going to find anywhere else. And of course, during the week, that's jazz music and blues music and all that kind of stuff. But on the weekends, we do a lot of specialty shows as well. Of course, we have sound bites. We have the Polka Bandstand show. We have Spanish programming. We even have a Broadway show on Sunday afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
My goal with this radio station is to make sure that we're providing something that is not truly heard anywhere else. Now, there's other, and I say this with my air quotes, computer shows out there. We all know of one in particular that mm-hmm. it's just like, no.
Yeah.
In a show like Soundbites is so rare to have three hosts, all with different specialty areas, come together, blend so well, and answer computer questions for so many years. And we at Jazz 90.1 are very happy to make sure that happens. But we need to make sure we have your support to keep it going. And the number to call is 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. And of course, we're taking your questions today, too. But we'd love as well to take your pledges of support.
Yeah, you know, and again, it is tax deductible, and depending on what level you pledge at, you can also cash in on some great prizes, you know, for your gifts.
Can you adjust that camera? I look pregnant. Can you fix that camera, please?
It's not the camera.
All right. Turn sideways.
I'm looking at the camera here, and I'm like, okay, I got a fupa. You know what I'm saying? All right. Now people are going to be logging on to see the fupa.
It's called chest of drawers.
Oh, my gosh.
Your chest is down around your drawers.
All right. So y'all have news that you probably want to read.
I think Steve's got
some news. Here, go ahead, Steve. You got some news. Anything fun happen in the computer industry this week at all?
Well, there was some protection. Google has announced that all of the email now that you send through Gmail will be encrypted, HTTPS, while it's inside the Google networks. So when you log into the Google website, you're encrypted. You should have noticed that HTTPS and padlock when you go to Gmail. And now the inter-Google traffic will be encrypted, so when it goes from Google server to Google server, it will be encrypted. And if the other end, see, the trick is that mail in general has never been encrypted, and there's no easy way because it goes through so many servers along the way to get from one end to the other.
Yeah.
Is that why they're making, is that why Gmail is handling attachments differently now?
A little bit, yeah.
The reason why I ask is because we have a couple of folks that send us audio files, obviously, here at the radio station, and mm-hmm. something changed this past week where it's requiring them to use Google Drive to send those attachments?
Well, it's not related to this encryption issue. That's just Google pushing it off to their other properties. Mm-hmm. Well, but it does go back to a limitation of email. In fact, I was in the middle of adjusting the camera. No, I'm not on camera at all. and you're cut off by Dave's head. Email in general was never designed to handle files, so that when people started attaching files, those files get converted into raw plain text, because that's all email was.
Yeah.
Back in the 60s and 70s when it was invented. And
it still is, technically.
It technically still is. And so your mail program converts it to text, sends it through the internet. The other end converts it back into a file, usually, and the person you sent it to sees a file. So they never know any of this happens mm-hmm. unless you send it through AOL. AOL was notorious for munging attachments.
Is that still around?
They're still around.
Oh, yeah.
AOL's still around.
People still use their AOL address because that's what everybody knows.
Well, and you know what? Do a lot of people still use the AOL interface to get online? The actual program itself?
Some still have gotten hooked on that. They don't want to give it up.
Well, that's the news portal. You use the AOL portal, the Yahoo portal, maybe the MSN portal. Or a lot of us go to the Google website, which is just what do you want to search for? But going back to email a second, so that file attachment limited email to about 5 megabytes of space in your attachment, which is maybe 1 or 2 photos, and that's what people tend to attach most mm-hmm. these days. So what Apple has done the same thing, and Google has done it, now with Apple's latest iOS and macOS, when you send a larger file, it doesn't go through email, it will go through Google Drive, or iCloud Drive, and the person at the other end gets a link, and they click that link, and it downloads the file from the drive. So that means you can send bigger and bigger files, but it does then come into the problem we've been saying for years, don't click on links in email, because you don't know if they're really from who they say they're from.
Exactly.
So it's
you know what's interesting about that is so many people still do that, though. Yeah. They'll click on the links.
I get that all the time. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You get a fake message from PayPal, and, oh, I better click on the link and tell them this wasn't meant for me. Well, no, they did mean it for you, because they're going to steal your PayPal account, which has your credit card number on it, probably.
I want to stop right now because and I'm sorry to interrupt, but we're going to today only because we got a pledge. Okay. And I want to take the opportunity to thank our newest member to Jazz 90.1. And I have to make sure here, I got one of these iPad minis. I'm not sure how I feel about them. I'm still getting used to it. Chatlin from Spencerport. Thank you very much, Chatlin, for your support in support of Soundbites. And we appreciate that very much.
Well, thank you very much.
So Chatlin's done their part. It is time now for you to do. Dave, that was a.
There, that was weak. Got wrapped up in the cord.
We appreciate your support very much. And before Steve gets back to news, don't forget you can still give us a call with your computer questions today. But we also want you to give us a call with your pledges of support at 966-5299. Sorry, go ahead, Steve.
So the point is that many mail services are now encrypting their email, partly because of the NSA revelations, the Snowden documents that said the NSA is reading all your email, so that sending Google to Google will be encrypted. Apple is encrypting iCloud mail. So if you're using your Apple email address, it's encrypted. But not every mail service offers encryption. So you cannot be ensured that the message you send is the message the other end receives, or that someone along the way read it. We used to say, and it's still true today, email is like a postcard in the mail. Anyone along the way can read it if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
They probably don't want to, but they can.
I mean, some folks are, I see both sides of the fence. I mean, I get some folks that are overprotective. I had one system, where they had two antivirus programs and all this other stuff running, and it's like they were wondering why the heck they weren't getting out. To where somebody
why is my computer so slow?
Yeah, and then somebody else who's just totally the opposite end of the spectrum, very blasé and opens and does and clicks on anything and everything else, and then they wonder why their system is slow because they got infected. You got to find that happy medium and stick with it. They're running the programs that we recommend and staying on top of stuff. And it goes back to the one thing I've always said, and I've said it for a couple decades now. If you have to hesitate and think about opening something, delete it.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the problems is people don't even think. Oh, they see an email, they click on it. Or what's worse is when they're trying to delete it, most mail programs view the message when you want to delete it.
Right.
And in many cases, just viewing the message activates the malware in the message.
It comes down behind it.
Well, you guys have always lectured on turning off preview pane
in
Outlook and things like that.
Yes.
And that's, and a lot of people, I think, forget about that because we want everything and we want it now. We don't want to wait. We don't want to click. We don't want
instant gratification.
And that's the thing. And it's just like, no, slow down. What in the world? And, you have to be very, very, very careful when it comes to that, is to make sure that, there's a member of my family who, and Dave, as you know, sometimes we have to say, now, don't click on that. And, and it's just, but we want it now, And the number to call, by the way, to ask your question, 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. Give us a call today with your computer questions. And hopefully, too, you'll give us a call with your pledges of support.
Yeah, because, all right, we got to beat the polka guys. I mean, they did pretty decent.
$1,200 in 2 hours.
Right.
We got to beat that.
We got to beat at least that.
Yeah.
So I'd like to do our goal of, say, $1,500.
I think we could do it.
I think we can,
and this
too.
Is the last.
Folks, you got to pick up the phone, though. Either that or go on to the internet. I know you don't want to take time away, and miss anything else. So to not disrupt your inner train of thought or, concentration and listening to all the great words that we have to say, you can go to jazz901.org and securely. As you're hearing us right now talk about encryption, this site is totally encrypted. We do not resell or reuse your information.
No.
So that stays in-house.
Yeah.
The only thing you might get back from us is, oh, gee, thank you.
Yep.
And we appreciate your support and everything else. That's as far as it goes.
When you support this radio station and all the programs here, there's, you know, Dave, as you mentioned, tax-deductible contribution, mm-hmm. of course. Any pledge at the $90, 10-cent level and above, we're going to send you this member card, which we have. And I know Nick and you guys have talked about this before. This member card is a great way for us to say thank you for your support, because if you're somebody that likes going out and maybe going out to dinner once a week or once a month or whatever, you bring your member card with you, and this card is good for discounts at dozens of restaurants around the area that in many cases is good for, say, a buy one, get one entree.
Yeah.
Half off something.
Yep.
And, you know, if you use your member card a couple of times, you've pretty much paid for your membership.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a good evening out.
And
know?
We just added the lodging on there as well. The bed and breakfast deals that we have.
Oh.
If you had come to my staff meeting, you would have known about that.
I had to work.
Anyway.
Excuse us. You know, some of us have to actually do this thing called work.
You have to make
you
money?
Get you
that's
get to
that's
play.
That's a volunteer radio station.
You get to play here on the radio. I get a phone call and says, your butt's got to come into work.
If I give you that phone call and say your butt's got to be at my staff meeting, would you listen?
How much are you going to pay me?
That's true. It's in the mail. Anyway,
yeah.
So no,
just like the other
yeah, that's right.
years.
Last year's check's still in the mail, too. Yeah. No, here's the deal with a member card. We just added on a mm-hmm. new category of benefits, which is really cool. It is a lodging category on the member card. So if you're somebody, you know, we are in a beautiful region with wine country and all this other kind of stuff. If you're somebody that likes getting out of town and maybe staying at a bed and breakfast for a night, we have discounts on lodging now as part of that member card.
And right now with the fall foliage going, a friend of mine just posted some pictures down around Letchworth. Mm-hmm. I mean, the trees are at their prime. You know, the weather's not too bad yet, which is surprising for Rochester. As a matter of fact, I think Tuesday it's supposed to go up to 74 degrees. You know, I mean, it's still decent weather. You can get out. It's crisp and really enjoy it. And like you say, go down B&B.
And there's a lot of great online retailers as part of the program mm-hmm. as well. So if you're somebody that does a lot of online shopping, of course, just in time for the holidays, you've got the ability to get a lot of discounts with that as well. But we're looking at a list here. I mean, for example, if you want to go catch a cup of coffee, Harvest Cafe, you want to get some dinner down at Baxter's at the Radisson, so many great deals. But the first step is giving us a call, 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. Or you can pledge online at jazz901.org. Nick is not here this week. Dave and Steve taking your computer calls still, so give us a call.
And we will be right back in just a few minutes. But hey, doesn't give you any excuse not to pick up the phone and give us a call right here at Jazz 90.1. That's 966-5299. Make those phones ring.
It's America's longest running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
And you are listening to member-supported Jazz 90.1 Soundbites. I'm Rob Linton.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And Nick Francesco is off this week. He'll be back next week. But this week, he left us with a very important task. He said, y'all need to raise some money, and you need to end this pledge drive by next week.
That's
doable.
Sweet. Yeah.
Well, I got to ring your bell, Dave. Ring your bell.
No. I got something better.
Oh, no. He's got the sound effects. Oh, okay. Okay. Awesome. Want to thank Bodan from Rochester. Bodan, a renewing member and always has been such a wonderful supporter of this radio station. Thank you so much to Bodan for your support. And so Bodan's done their part. Now it's time for you to do your part. Give us a call at 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, and make that pledge. Show that you support Soundbites on Jazz 90.1. And while you're at it, you can also give us a call with your questions. And Dave, I know you have somebody to...
Yeah, who we got on the line?
Scott from Buffalo.
Go ahead, Scott.
Scott, welcome.
All right, a couple of things. The first thing is I noticed your iTunes connection seemed to be out. That I usually use this on my iMac through iTunes, but that's not working today.
I'll check it. I know that on our homepage, the podcast link shows empty unless you go into the homepage, the podcast listing itself. But when I uploaded the podcast last week, I downloaded it back again with iTunes to make sure it worked. I haven't tried it since last week, but I'll take a look at that.
But this is not the podcast. This is a stream. from the station that I use to get over iTunes.
We have made a few changes with our stream to actually better it over the past couple of weeks. We were having problems with some folks not able to connect from businesses and that kind of thing because of basically it not being the networks weren't seeing it as a trusted connection. So long story short, you'll want to go to our website, refresh your browser and everything like that, and make sure you're connecting to the new connection and not just something you have favorited or something like that, okay? So go right back to jazz901.org, click on that Listen Live link, and the new link, because we have there's a new link embedded in there. So you're going to want to make sure you're trying to connect to the proper link, because before it was routed through no IP and all this other kind of stuff. Now it's a direct.
That third link doesn't work.
The second thing is that for about 2 weeks or whenever iOS 8 came in, I've been having trouble with my iPhone broadcasting Bluetooth. But now that the new update, I think it's 8.02, came out, that's gone. And I now have no problem at all broadcasting from my iPhone.
Yeah,
so those folks who are having trouble with their Bluetooth, do the latest update.
Yeah, the 8.0 update came out, and we always like to say, don't install a 0.0, let someone else be the pioneer, because there were a lot of problems with 0.0. So 8.0.1 came out, it had a lot of problems. In fact, it was so bad, Apple pulled it, and then 8.0.2 came out to fix most of those problems. And then what we just had earlier this week, I think, was 8.1 was released. And that is supposed to have now fixed all of the remaining problems in 8.0. And the most people are reporting it's working. So if you haven't updated to iOS 8 yet, it's probably safe now. And if you did update to 8.0 or 8.01, definitely do the 8.1 install now.
That's right. It's 8.1 I have. That's cleared everything up for me.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. I'm just kind of thinking as you guys are taking the call here, it's just like, you know, we've talked about this for so many years, but imagine how much money you guys have saved folks from having to call into tech support.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Do you remember how expensive, you know how expensive it is now, but you remember when people were just starting to get, you know, computers into their homes mm-hmm. when they were online and stuff.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And they feel like they had no other option but to call and spend $200 an hour on support.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We used to joke about that. We should open a, you know, $9.99 a minute phone line.
Yeah.
966-JAZZ is the number to call. 966-5299. Folks, we're looking for
and
your pledge
drive. Completely free to call.
That's right. Absolutely. Our pledge drive for this fall ends Friday. We've got a ways to go. We need to raise a total of $50,000. We're on our way, but we need your help. Perhaps you've not yet pledged to support Soundbites. Please give us a call. Make that pledge of support to 966-5299.
And we got another caller on the line. Bodan, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I just want to say I renewed my membership.
Thank you, Bodan.
I really appreciate the work that you gentlemen do, Nick, Steve, and, of course, Dave or Uncle Dave. We haven't heard an Uncle Dave story in a while, but maybe that...
We haven't. We haven't heard that.
No.
I was thinking about that the other day.
Uncle Dave where Mr. Nick has to give Uncle Dave a little nudge, him up out of his catnap, and have him tell a little story.
Dave is still as cranky as he was before, so he should have Uncle Dave's story hours ready to go.
But, Dave, just want to say that if your boss is listening, I think you guys are doing an excellent job, and you guys deserve a raise.
Yeah, we'll get the same one as we got last year.
Yeah, we doubled our salary.
Yeah.
All right. Just want to let you know, this view, this listener appreciates what you folks do.
We really appreciate it. Thank you,
sir. Bye-bye.
966-JAZZ, 966-5299. Give us a call with your computer questions today. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you, too, with your pledges of support. And, Steve, so many great gifts that we have. I mean, you know, the Soundbites T-shirts, the mouse pad. I love the mouse pad. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many wonderful gifts that we have and incentives to support this radio station. And we have kind of amounts that are pre-made, you know, like $50 member level. You could either get the Soundbite short sleeve T-shirt or the mouse pad up at the 90-10 level. We've got a lot of other great gifts, too. But you could call. I mean, we have people all the time call and say, you know what? I want to give $9.97, you know, whatever. OK, we're not going to give you a hard time if you don't give us $100, if you don't give us $50, whatever level's appropriate for your budget is great. Nick will. Yes. Yes, Nick will. I heard last week. Nick will. No, it's whatever dollar amount's comfortable for you. And, of course, we know that this radio station and show means something to you every week. I mean, where would you guys be if it wasn't for sound bites? What would you do on Saturdays from noon to 2?
Take that $5 a day you spend on your latte and cut back on the caffeine. Send it to us.
Really. You know, I mean, it doesn't take much. And like we've always said, there is no wrong amount.
Well, you know, take a look at the $100 level. Now, to us, immediately, you're just like, oof, you know, it kind of sounds like a lot, you know. But you take a look at it, break it down over the course of a year, 27 cents a day.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you can get for a quarter now is a gumball. You can't even go buy a cup of coffee for
a quarter.
And
that's if it doesn't get jammed in the machine.
Then there's that. You know, and it, you know, there's so many great levels. I mean, you could support this radio station at the $365 a day level, and a lot of people come home with more change than that in their pockets.
Yep.
You know, but the first step is picking up the phone and making that call, the 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, or online. Dave, you got another call?
Yep, we got Dennis. Go ahead, Dennis.
From Rochester, New York. I got a question for Rob Linton before you switch me over to Steve. I'm a current member. What do I need, and I don't renew till the spring, I think. How do I do the Jazzomatic thing?
Did you do the Jazzomatic membership before last spring?
No, it was just renewal each time.
Okay, the Jazzomatic is easy to do. We can either do that over the phone with you, or you can go right online and do it as well. And when you get to the checkout page of the online section, it'll say, "Do you want to repeat this?" So, in other words, let's say you wanted to do $10 a month, you'd put $10 in there, and then it says, "Do you want to repeat it?" You'd say yes, and then it says for how long, and you know whether it be 6 months or 12 months or whatever you want. And there you go. And the cool thing about that is that you still qualify for all the cool gifts that we have as well. So you'll still get all the little tchotchkes that come at that. So let's say you do the $10 a month for 12 months, you'd qualify for any of the gifts at the 90-10 level.
And you can get that. You can get to that from the Jazz 90.1.org website. On the right-hand side, there's a Become a Member of Jazz 90.1. That's the top gray button. And there's a blue button under that is Become a Monthly Supporter.
Yep.
And that's the Jazzomatic.
Yeah, the Monthly Supporter link is probably the way to go. That brings you right to the page. It's a blue bar right on our website.
Okay, does it have a thing to do forever or something?
you could. We've had people before put in, 36 months, 48 months, something like that. I mean, there's not a kind of infinity option. You'd have to put an amount in there.
Yeah.
But what we have a lot of folks do is they'll put it in for 24 or 36 months and then write themselves a note in 3 years in their calendar, their electronic calendar, to do it again. But there's no limit on what you could do, but you do have to tell it how long to go.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can do it more than a year if I want to.
Absolutely.
You got it.
And we appreciate your support very much. It's really an easy process. And the Jazzomatic thing is so cool.
Yeah.
It makes budgeting easier.
Does.
I've seen
it's
a lot
automatically
of...
there comes out.
There's a really great science fiction podcast I listen to called Escape Pod. And they run on member supports and pledges. And they say, donate $2 a month on a monthly occurrence. And that's better than a flat donation because we can budget it and then we know how much
and we know what's coming.
We know what to pay our authors and you know they're a pro paying market. So if you do write science fiction, you can submit it to Escape Pod and they pay, industry rates. They have a sister podcast called Pseudopod for horror and Podcastle for fantasy.
It really is a great deal. And if you do have any problems with signing up, feel free to give us a buzz back. We can take care of it over the phone, but the website's pretty easy as well. And plus you get automatic email receipts every month. As a receipt to show that the dollar amount was taken out.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So it's convenient that you happen to be on the air and I can ask that question
there
now.
There you go.
I have a question for Steve real quick.
Sure.
Steve?
Yep.
I've got the iPhone 4S. Will the iOS 8.1 work on the iPhone 4S?
It will, but the 4S is the oldest phone to support iOS 8. And so a lot of people have reported that it is a little slow. It doesn't support all the features that iOS 8 has because newer phones have newer hardware in them. So some people are sticking with iOS 7 on their 4S because it is an older phone. If you don't do a lot of intensive, especially games, first-person shooter type stuff, it'd probably be fine. Because of the processing power it has in it at the time. That we sort of forget that these phones in our pocket are really high powerful computers that also make phone calls.
Yeah.
So I don't. I do some email, texting, stuff like that.
Yeah, so
make notes and
you'd
stuff,
probably be okay with 8.1.
Okay, great. That's all I needed to know. Thank you very much.
Yep. And thank you again very much for your support. We appreciate it. And also want to take an opportunity to thank Christian from Ellington, Connecticut. For Christian's pledge of support online, says that he loves sound bites. Absolutely loves sound bites. So thank you so much. And that just goes to show that we have so many listeners from really all over the place. I mean, look at this. Connecticut, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Connecticut. Oh, yeah. Connecticut. We get them from California.
Florida.
Pennsylvania calls quite often.
Yep.
Pottstown, PA.
Yeah. And, you know, the interesting thing about it is we talk about the reach, of course, that the show has here in Rochester. But thanks to the internet,
mm-hmm.
you can listen to sound bites anywhere in the world. And we have people listening to sound bites anywhere in the world. But that, too, is an expense. You guys know very well, obviously, what the equipment costs.
It's not free.
But, you know, I would say if I had estimated, it cost me about $5,000 a year to keep that stream up and going between all the licenses we have to have,
mm-hmm.
the equipment,
oh, yeah.
and also the service of the streaming.
Yeah.
Because thanks to you guys, I had to go buy more streams.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because we max it out. I mean,
you do.
And, you know, until, you know, we came here, you know, what you had was worked fine. But
that's
all of a sudden, all of our listeners.
Oh, you guys shut down the BOCE server. People had to come in on the weekends. It was crazy.
Yeah. You know, because you know what? We got great folks out there like, you know, you folks that are listening right now and have taken the time, or maybe you haven't. You know, we need you to pick up the phone and dial us at 585-966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or if you want to do it the way we recommend, that's just go to jazz901.org and securely make your pledge. That way you can still continue to listen to all the great talk that's going on here. Some words of wisdom, figuring out different ways of doing things. One of the other things I had happen again this week is folks just don't want to let go.
Yep.
I mean, and what I'm talking about is Windows XP and Windows, especially Vista.
Well, XP's done,
yep.
right?
Well,
there's
so
no support.
So is Vista. Yeah,
but it still runs. That's the problem.
It still runs. And some folks, you know, it's like, yeah, I can feel the pain. But, you know, right now, though, they're in a quandary because they don't want to go out there and get Windows 8. Windows 10 is due out in another, I believe it's month.
Well, that's going to be the developer preview. So it's not going to be available for end users purchasing until sometime next year.
Well, I think they're going to be winding up pushing it. Try to get between you and me and the lamppost. I think they're going to want to get that out there.
Well, see, I love all the problems with Windows 8. Oh, let's skip Windows 9. Oh, you really like Windows 10.
Yeah. Well, they're going back to what was. It worked.
Yep.
Why mess around with it? Gives folks something that they didn't really need.
Well, what was interesting about the XP thing is here in the radio station, all of our machines were on XP for a long time, and they forced us to upgrade to Windows 7 district-wide, and it was not fun, but they said, look, Microsoft is done with XP. Trust
mm-hmm.
me, you want to change.
Yep.
It was painful, but I'm glad we did it.
Yep.
You know?
All right, tell you what, we got to take a short break. We will be right back in just a few moments, but you know what? Hey, it doesn't mean that you folks can slack off. We need you to pick up the phones, make that phone ring. We've got a goal to meet with the Polka guys, and we got a little over an hour and 20 minutes. Please help us meet this goal here at member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More sound bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Hello, this is Alec Baldwin from television. You've heard of television, the dominant broadcast medium of our age. And I've come here to your public radio station during your sad little pledge drive with a simple message. Don't give. Public radio, with its lack of hot, buxom starlets, its diluted sense of seriousness, its pathetic faith that ideas still matter, it has no place in today's media landscape. So please, this pledge drive, don't give. Let public radio sputter and die a slow, underfunded death. Let's end this experiment at broadcasting from a sense of mission and civic purpose. Let's return all radio in this country to its proper mission, which is selling advertising and making money. To all of you who have not pledged, my brothers, in this sacred struggle, I salute you. You listen day in, day out, and you never give. Through your sloth, your laziness, your indolence, you are making it that much harder for these people to do their jobs. Every minute you continue not to pledge, you lengthen this station's pledge drive, keeping its precious news and information off the air. Nice work. This pledge drive Please, keep that up. Help me destroy public radio. This pledge drive, do what most of your fellow listeners do. Nothing. Do not call now. Do not donate online. Here's someone to give you instructions on how to pledge, which you should ignore.
And you are listening to Soundbites. I'm Rob Linton.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we are here taking your calls, your questions, and, of course, your pledges. And, guys, the phone's been a little quiet.
You think?
The phone's been a little quiet. And here's the deal. I know the phone lines absolutely light up with computer questions every week, but then the pledge drive comes.
Yeah. They forget how to push buttons.
You should take Alec Baldwin's advice there if you just heard that. No, I'm just kidding. That was kind of a little satirical thing. That was funny.
Yeah, but that's still true, though. Folks sit there and say,
someone else will do it.
Yeah. I was just going to say,
that's the number one reason people don't give in public radio is because they think somebody else will take care of it. And, oh, they'll get to their goal. They don't need me.
Right. Well, look, you and I have seen it year after year while we're up at the Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
All those folks that, you know, that come there, over 100,000 folks. You know, if every one of them, and I know there's hundreds of them that come by the tent all the time saying how much they appreciate us. Even people from out of town. I remember this past year, I had a couple from Louisiana.
Well, what we say is if every person that attends the festival, and it's well over, I mean, I don't remember what the number is, but I believe it was well over 130,000 last year. If every one of those people just dropped $1
into
the jazz jar, we'd be fine. And it was interesting. I was contacted by a reporter this past week who made the remark, you know, checking in kind of on our fundraising, you know, how things are going. And she said something that both amused and angered me at the same time. You know, I just don't understand, you know, why you guys, you know, why it struggles so much to raise money. I mean, you know, the Jazz Festival is such a huge success. We're not affiliated with the Jazz Festival. They are great friends of ours, huge supporters of their station, but we're not affiliated with them. And what angers me about it is, in essence, she's right. Think about how many tens of thousands of people flock to downtown Rochester. And we're just talking about the jazz thing, right? The jazz side right now. You know, why do we struggle to raise money? And that's a very interesting question. But on the...
Yeah, if people think you're getting money from the festival, then you're not.
And we don't. Exactly. We don't get a penny.
That's right. We get to
donate our time and be up there and
that's right.
You know, introduce acts. Again, you know, we don't get paid for that.
Right.
We do it as a public service, but you know what? It's, you know, great music, a great time for folks. It's the only festival that I know of that you can go down to and safely be down there and not have to worry.
It is. And also, talking about the programming on the station, again, whether it be Soundbites or any of the other programs, it's safe programming as well. Mm-hmm. We hear from parents all the time that say, you know what, there's so much garbage on the other stations on the radio, you know, suggestive sexually and vulgarity and all this other kind of stuff. We turn on jazz and we turn on all of your programs and it's safe and it's entertaining and it's informational. And that's why we're here. We need you to pick up your phones and make that call. We need to have a stellar last week to hit this goal of $50,000. And we know many of you listening right now are not yet members. Please make that call. Make that pledge, 966-5299, or as we've been talking about online at jazz901.org.
You know, just take a few minutes and help us reach this goal because, you know, as I've pounded out before, we're here every Saturday, you know, taking our time to, you know, answer your questions and probably saving you hundreds of dollars. Because just an average service call, just to take it in and have a diagnostics, I know from the average in the market, you know, in the area, it's easily $50 for them to go in, just drop it off and say, yeah, tell me what's going on with this.
And you know something's going wrong with it because that's why you brought it in the first place.
Exactly. You know, and something's wrong with it. And most of them, you know, if you decide to go with the repair, they'll apply that $50 towards it. But if it's so bad beyond repair, you know.
Yeah,
you're out $50, but you know you can call us and we can give you a few things to try, saving you. Mm-hmm. Oh, unhooking that machine, which a lot of folks hate to do because they don't seem that they could ever hook it back up the right way.
And which is always interesting because the industry has figured out that all the plugs are different and they only go in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. We used to have a problem with Ethernet and modem; they looked similar. And your modem cord would fit in the Ethernet jack, but no one uses modems anymore. So, and yes, some of the ports are the same. You might have five USB ports on it. Doesn't right. matter which one you use.
Well, it can on the printer sometimes, though. The printer thinks it's on one particular USB port.
Yeah.
It can get confused. And
well, you plug in a different one, and then you suddenly have two printers in your list.
If it doesn't fit, you just jam it in there, right? Yeah. You bend the pins.
Well, that's always the joke with USB. You try it the first way, and it doesn't work.
I say
you try
that it the second way. How many times work. Have you guys seen that? Somebody's just been like, I'm going to get that in there.
Oh, I had a customer. This is no lie. It was a brand new computer, literally 2 weeks old.
Oh, boy.
It still had the plastic on the front when they brought it in. And they brought it in with the monitor. I go, I don't need the monitor. They go, well, I can't get it loose.
Yep.
I go, what? They go, yeah.
They screwed it down too tight. That's
yeah.
it.
I pulled on it and pulled on it, and it doesn't want to come off.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I says, really? I went to the back of it, and yeah, the thumb screws were a little tight. I unscrewed them. Go to pull it out. The whole part that, you know, is soldered onto the board
yeah.
came on out with the rest of the monitor.
What'd they do, take a hammer to it?
He was pulling on it so hard, he literally ripped the connection off the motherboard for the video.
And that's a whole new motherboard.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And they don't guarantee that stupidity.
Yeah.
So yeah, I said, there's your problem solved right there. Well, what can you do to fix it? I said, you pack it up, call the company, and tell them it's coming back because of stupidity.
You get a multi-million-dollar, multi-layer wave soldering machine, so you can solder it back together.
That one ain't going to happen. I mean, you know, that was DMI connector, and those don't come out easily. Yeah. And the brute force that he had to use to rip it off.
Without realizing you just unscrew it a little more.
Yeah, all he had to do was undo two thumb screws on either side.
Because, wait for it, people don't want to wait.
Well, and I think that's why. So that's a VGA connection that has the thumb screws.
Yeah.
DisplayPort and HDMI, no screws. Right. They just plug. Then they work their way loose. So that's the next troubleshooting. Make sure it's tight.
Yeah, that's one thing.
Ends.
Like you say, in defense of that guy, though, so many things just push it.
Yeah.
The video is the only one, besides the network, that you know has a little
clip. It's got the clip. That stupid clip that always rips off when you're yanking your cords through.
Those two are the only two that you got to take some time and effort to do something with.
Well, one thing I was thinking about the other day, too, is think about how much time and effort and expense you've saved people just with the Security Tango. Alone.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Now, I remember back when we were at the other place, you guys were just rolling that out and everybody was scared of it. They're like, oh, my goodness, there's so many steps. There's so many things to do. But it keeps your machine clean. And if you follow the steps one by one. But imagine, I mean, put a dollar amount on the Security Tango. What in the business, what's this information? You know, what would somebody pay for this?
Yeah, it's a couple hours labor to clean your machine out.
Yeah.
At least.
Some of them even longer. Because
if you have more than one users. Yeah.
And, you know, and depending on how infected it is.
Yeah.
Because folks will say, well, how long is this going to take? And we go, yeah.
Yeah.
And they go, what do you mean?
Sometimes you got to run it two or three times to catch everything.
I just keep telling them, sorry, my crystal ball is out to the repair shop. It hasn't come back yet. But as soon as it does, I'll give you a time frame.
There's so many things that you guys do every week on the air here at Jazz 90.1 as far as really the services that you provide. But at the end of the day, you enjoy it. You love what you do.
Oh, yeah.
You love the computer industry. You're loving the radio industry. I mean, 25 years as a volunteer is nothing to shake a stick at. You got paid at the other place, but it was enough to buy a cup of coffee and bring you up the elevator. But here's the deal.
It did?
You know, I'm sorry. I apologize. That was inappropriate. I don't care.
I don't have a stick handy, so I shook my head.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. You know, but you guys, you offer a service, and we want to make sure that listeners right now understand
show their appreciation for our service.
That is right. Yeah, and we really need to see you come forward and help this radio station. And I do want to take an opportunity to thank our newest member of Jazz 90.1, Larry in Rochester, who just pledged online. Larry, thank you so much.
Again, see, for your support. So easy, Larry. You didn't even have to skip a beat.
Yep.
You know, you were able to go online, make the pledge, still listen to us ramble on as we tell those other folks, unlike you, Larry, that took the time to pick up the phone or go online and make that pledge. But we need you to do it by picking up the phone and calling 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415.
And by the way, to support Jazz 90.1 online is easy. And also to give us a call and do it on the phone. 90 seconds is all it takes to become the newest member of Jazz 90.1 to renew your membership. We are independently owned. We are independently funded. What does that mean? We do not get any money from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, no money from the government, no money from the Greece Central School District or anything like that. We don't have CEOs here making over $300,000 a year and getting their mortgage paid for. What we do have here is grassroots community radio. Grassroots community radio.
Mm-hmm.
What do we mean by that? There's nothing fancy here.
You still have turntables that you play music on.
We still have, you know, but we are basically, you know, in a very kind of bare bones
cozy
studio. It's
cozy.
It's nice. Don't get me wrong.
No. We love it here. I mean, anything bigger, you know, is more expense.
Would I like to have the plush carpeting and the nice furniture and everything like that? No. Instead, we've got hospital colors and we've got, you know. But anyway.
It works for what we're trying to do. And, you know, again, the more we embellish on that type of stuff, that's more stuff that, you know, we'd have to take care of. And our needs are very simple. We try to keep it down to the very simple.
That's
so when we come to you folks, only twice a year. There's other stations that I can tell you.
Four. They do them at least four.
At least three or four times they come begging you for more money. And there's one place there that I can remember. They sit there and, you know, mahogany, you know, desk.
There was actually a very interesting, and I'm not going to get too in-depth with it, but there was a very interesting article from Rachel Barnhart at the one of the TV stations that she posted on her blog. Great lady.
She's my buddy.
She is a you don't want to cross Rachel. She goes and chases the news. She brought up a very interesting point about public radio earlier this week, and if you dig deep enough on her Facebook page, you'll find it. We'll leave it at that. At the end of the day, we raise what we need to raise to keep the place going. Mm-hmm. We don't end up with massive amounts of money left over at the end of the year. We budget. We say we need this much to run the place for the year, and that's what we must raise to make it happen. Please pick up the phone and make that call before we hit our first break at the top of the hour. Show your support. The number to give us a call is 966-5299. Or you could do like so many have and pledge online at jazz901.org. A lot of our friends outside of the local calling area, the number to call is 800-790-0415.
And, you know, that's the other thing, though. Folks don't realize. All right, we come to you twice a year for this $100,000. And that's, you know, paying for this equipment. If you folks ever get a chance during one of our fund drives, please, I encourage you to come down. Usually that Friday to kick it off. Come down to the open house.
Yep, we have.
You'll see how simple it is. And right in front of me are three CD players. All right, those things get used
nonstop.
Mm-hmm. They're constantly.
This is their 2 hours a week when they're like resting.
Yeah, right. But these things are constantly going.
Yeah,
you know. When I do my show every so often when I fill in on Thursday nights and along with the rest of the DJs and Rob, when the shows go from early morning to late afternoon and on into the evening, we're using those CD players.
Well, and
they take use and abuse and they break down.
We just had to replace three of them and it costs almost $2,000 to replace three CD players that we need because they have to be certain types.
Right.
But that's part of that budget that we have, the maintenance and repair of equipment. We have a transmitter to take care of, a tower to take care of, you know.
But that all still takes money.
Absolutely.
You know, again, nobody's standing there with big pockets saying, oh, go ahead. Yeah, go replace that. No. Because, you know, we're here, and when you folks, at least when I was doing my show, and I know a lot of the other folks will call, you know, and say, hey, I like this particular artist. Can you play him?
That's right.
You know what? This is one of the few stations that will do it. And if you think I'm lying, listen sometime because, you know, other radio stations, you can go and call and make a request and they'll go, oh, yeah, I'll try to get that on. Yeah. The minute they hung up, you're forgotten.
Yeah.
We will honestly go into the library
if
and you know
answer.
What? If we got it, I play it. And I know all the other DJs do the same, along with Rob and Derek and all of them.
And how many other stations are automated now? There's not even a DJ there.
All of the commercial stations from where we all came from back in the day are automated. And it's a sign of the times. A lot of our friends that we knew from that side of the business, they're gone, unfortunately. And, you know, that's the way that side of the business is going. But we're still here. This radio station is almost going into its 42nd year, and we need to keep it going with your help. 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. While we're on our break, please do give us a call. Pledge your support. Show that you enjoy this radio station and this program. Or, of course, you can pledge online at jazz901.org. Coming up next hour, we'll get to more of your calls and your computer questions as well. This is Sound Bites. I'm Rob Linton, and for Nick Francesco, along with Steve Ray and Dave Enright, we'll be back. Don't forget, give us a call, 966-5299.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
And you are listening to Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites. I'm Rob Linton in for Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we are here asking for your pledges of support. And of course, you can give us a call with your computer questions as well at 966-5299. That's 966-JAZZ. Or online at jazz901.org. A lot of folks traveling around this weekend. Really nice day out there, too. I think we're kind of getting another little taste of spring.
Yeah. Well, they say right now outside it's 67 degrees.
Yep. Want to give a shout out to some folks listening right now to this program and a car ride out to Utica, Suzanne and Joe and Casey. I think they're going to catch a St. John Fisher soccer game today, which is really cool. We appreciate them tuning in. And we appreciate everybody else that's listening as well.
Really.
And if you've not yet given us a call, do so. 966-5299.
So on these nice days like this, when people don't listen live, don't forget there's the podcast you can download and listen to later on. On-demand audio and video available. At our website at soundbites.org.
Well, and you know, and, that's another service.
For you podcast listeners, you can still call in and pledge during the week. Just let them know it's for Soundbites when you do make your pledge. And when you pledge electronically, too, you can also do that during the week as well and put Soundbites in the notes at the end.
We want you guys to absolutely slam us with pledges today. Slam us with pledges. Help us reach that goal of
$50,000. I'd like to beat the polka guys.
Absolutely. It is... You know, and again, we want these pledges to come in. We want to make sure this radio station can survive and programs like Soundbites will stay on the air. We've got less than a week to go before we round out this pledge drive. 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or you can pledge online at jazz901.org.
Yeah, you know, again, you know, it's not asking a lot. And I know you folks, the minute they turn it on, as sure as God made green apples, they sit there and say, oh, darn, another pledge drive. You know, and they're quick to ready to turn us off. But you know what? You turn us off, you might turn around next time and we might not be there.
Well, it is so easy to just turn off the radio and say, you know what, I'm going to tune in next week because the pledge drive will be over at that point. But if we don't hit our goal, it may not be.
Exactly.
And we want to make sure because, again, this is not a situation where we say, okay, if we don't quite hit the goal, we'll make it up somewhere else. No, we must hit that overall station goal of $50,000.
And like you said, you know, it's nothing super plush here. You know, it's not like, you know, the school district's nice enough to let us, you know, rent out some space.
Yeah, we rent the space. They don't give it to us.
You know what? You know what? They could turn around in this small area.
Turn it into science classrooms.
They could turn it into another, you know, more storage.
Yeah, you get 30 people and a teacher in this room.
Yeah. That's right.
They could turn it into another storage area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know... It wouldn't take much, folks.
Well, and we want, you know, and again, we want to encourage you to give us a call. That's why this program's here, is to answer your computer questions. So if you have any questions, give us a buzz, 966-5299. Of course, we're here to answer those for, actually, I shouldn't say we. I don't know anything about computers. You guys are here to answer the computer questions. But we are here together to make sure that this radio station can continue on. But we need your help. Please give us a call, 966-5299. Steve, do you have any more news items you want to cover in this hour?
Yeah, we got a couple of ones that weren't that were pretty interesting. So we've talked in the past about Netflix and that it had to pay Comcast a big chunk of money because Comcast was slowing down Netflix traffic. So if you happen to have Comcast internet and we're trying to watch Netflix, your stream got slow. And so Netflix basically strong-armed and in essence blackmailed Netflix into paying them money, even though Netflix already pays their own internet provider. So the CEO of Netflix, Reed Hastings, has said they really didn't want to have to pay Comcast and cut that deal with them. But it was basically, if they didn't do it, then their customers who are on Comcast would be penalized, and wouldn't get the video they wanted. So they're saying that he's all. Reed Hastings is creating an essay called "Internet Trolls and the Case for Strong Net Neutrality." We feel the net should be neutral. It shouldn't matter what the traffic is or where it comes from. It should just be passed through. And in that essay, which he's filing with the Federal Communications Commission, they're trying to prepare to create new net neutrality regulations. Interconnect deals shouldn't be necessary to assure that one company's traffic is handled better than another company's traffic. All traffic should be equal.
I have to say this. If this deal with Comcast and Time Warner happens, everybody yep. should be massively concerned.
As bad as you think Time Warner is,
you're going to appreciate Time Warner in its current state. Be very, very scared if the merger with Comcast happens.
Comcast has consistently voted the worst company in the world.
Well, there's that, and also all this behind-the-scenes nonsense of let's cap this down, let's do this, let's do that. And if you think that's bad now, it's just, I mean,
that's
seriously.
That's why, as we were reporting last week, you know, a lot of the stations, the networks, are now going to offer, you know,
direct
yep. through them. But you pay them, say, $8 a month.
That becomes the problem. So a video streaming company wants to make a video, you know, TNT, you know, A&E, whoever. They want to make their own video streaming service on the internet. The traditional cable deals are holding them back.
HBO just did that.
Yeah, HBO and CBS have just announced that.
And you've got to know that there's going to be more of that coming. There's going to be more.
Yep. But now the cable companies, cable TV companies, which are almost always the internet companies too, are going to possibly, they're going to think they're going to lose revenue because HBO may not pay Time Warner as much. Have to be carried because they don't need to be carried by Time Warner Cable or Comcast or Charter One or the other cable companies. So they're going to now want more money from HBO to be carried on the internet. So they're afraid of losing money on their cable TV end, so they want to be paid more money on the internet end. Even if they don't lose money on the cable TV end, they want to be paid again on the internet
end. Well, it's obvious now, and I'm going to be honest with you. This past week, I became one of those cable cord cutters. Yeah. I got rid of it. And, of course, I'm very happy with Roadrunner service myself, okay? Mm-hmm. Always have been, never been any issues. So I knew going into this that I was keeping Roadrunner. Well, of course, they talked me into the channels 2 through 72. And I said, look,
they always sweet talk you into that retention deal.
Well, but the deal was I had a budget and I said, I'm not going to spend more than $60 a month anymore. Mm-hmm. And what did they do? They came back at me with Roadrunner and channels 2 through 72 without the cable boxes, $60 a month. I said, okay, how good's the deal? How long's the deal for? A year? Fine. Next year, I'm going to give them a call and play.
Yep.
It's not that I have a problem with Time Warner. But the services that we have, I mean, I just signed up for Amazon Prime. And if you're a student, Amazon Prime gets you a half price thing. We've got the Netflix, we've got the Hulus, we've got all that kind of stuff. I don't watch cable.
Yeah.
I don't watch cable anymore. And I'm not going to pay $120, $130 a month for a service that I use.
And some people, especially if you have a premium channel like HBO or Showtime or one of those, or a sports package, you could be over $200 a month for your
some of the dollar amounts that I've heard people pay is just astronomical.
Yeah, we're getting a deal with Triple Play because I get phone and internet and television. Well, it may not be the deal you think it is.
But the HBO app thing, and I was talking to my college students about
previously,
this.
HBO Go as an app on your tablet,
right.
you still had to have a cable TV HBO subscription. So HBO just announced a couple weeks ago that you can get HBO Anywhere, and you can subscribe directly to HBO over the internet and not need to pay your cable TV provider.
Which is huge. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start to see all of the networks doing this, because remember...
Yeah.
HBO was kind of an anchor for the cable companies
for a long time. Weren't they the first cable channel?
Yeah. And I was this past week, I was talking to my college students about this. I said, you wait. HBO is setting the standard for what's going to happen. And I said, after this, we're going to see the food channels and the
I said, you're going to be able to, which folks have wanted before, is the a la carte. Pick and choose what you want.
And these apps give us the ability to
do that.
You're
going to be able to pick and choose. For me, I like being able to, I'm not so much to, because of my schedule and everything else, I like to watch the stuff on demand or after. And I can put it down because normally a lot of the commercials are cut out. So a one-hour show is all of a sudden cut down to 40 minutes. You still get a few ads in it, but you know what?
Oh, well.
You're getting a lot of the other stuff cut out.
Well, and one of the things, too, is I've fallen in love with those Roku boxes. And I've been talking to Nick for a long time about them because I believe he has one. And I'm just do I want to make the investment? There's something to be said for that Roku box that already comes preloaded with the apps that you might watch, but you can also add apps onto it as well. For instance, this HBO Go app that's going to happen is going to be able to be loaded right on a Roku box. And if you're not familiar with what a Roku box is, essentially it's a small little computer that hosts these programs or these apps and just pulls the stuff in on the web and boom. You know, it's really a great
a lot of your TVs already, you know, the newer TVs have it already built into it. Yeah. That you can get Hulu and a lot of these others already right into it, and you just subscribe to them. And again, they're starting to provide a lot of the other programs that, you know, again, cutting that cord.
It was always the real time with boxes like Roku and the Amazon Fire TV and the Apple TV. You could watch last week's show.
Right, and you still can.
But watching, you know, today's show is where that live TV. But more and more people have been watching stuff on DVRs anyway, so they can skip the commercials. So hardly anyone watches live TV. And now you can binge. You can and was it House of Cards on Netflix?
Oh, I binged.
First run, Netflix and Hulu do first run shows now, and you can watch an entire season, 13 episodes straight.
If you sit down on a weekend,
if you have a bladder for it.
That's right. And one of the things that's interesting about that is the fact that, you know, quite frankly, Time Warner is scared. Mm-hmm. They're scared.
Oh yeah.
Because they're taking a look at what people are doing and they're going, "Uh-oh. You know, we've got a problem. And this HBO thing is not going to help their cause."
Yeah. Right. Well, and that's the big problem. Most of the cable companies, Time Warner, which owns the Roadrunner cable service here in Rochester, they also own Warner Brothers TV studios and movie studios. So they make TV shows to air on cable TV, and they want you to pay for, you know, the subscriptions for internet TV. Mm-hmm. We talked earlier about Comcast. They own NBC Universal. Mm-hmm. And so it feels like a conflict of interest. They shouldn't be able to own the pipe and own the content they put on the pipe.
Yeah. Well, that's where, again, the Chromecast.
That's another really inexpensive one that just takes what's on your tablet and sends it to your television.
Right to your TV, and I can go to any one of the major networks, look at maybe an older episode, and stream it right to my big TV off my laptop.
I have to ring the bell. We've got a couple of folks who we want to thank. I'm sorry.
Woo-hoo.
You'll find that I'll interrupt anybody with the bell, Dave. I hope you don't mind. I apologize whenever pledges come in. I want to thank Joan from Rochester who called in and pledged her support. Thank you so much to Joan for that. And if this iPad didn't keep shutting off and locking, I got to fix this. I would like to take the opportunity as well to thank a member that's been listening to you guys the entire run of the show, 25 years. Edward from Rochester, thank you so much for Edward, and also really enjoying the big band programming and that type of thing on the jazz side. We appreciate that very much from Edward. And now they've done their part. It's time for you two to do your part as well. The number to call is 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, or you can pledge online at jazz901.org. And show your support for the station. And, of course, we're taking your computer questions as well.
Mm-hmm. But going back to the TV, though, like I say, the cable companies have to start worrying because there are more options. Before, they sat back fat and happy.
Counted their money.
They were the only show in town, and they blocked other services from coming in here. Bottom line, they blocked it. Now, they're being circumvented by the big corporate networks saying, well, hey, fine, you can subscribe to us and you can get it over your internet for, you know, $8 a month, or you can go through Chromecast, do it off your laptop, stream it right to your big 55-inch TV instead of watching on your little tablet or that, and away you go. And you've got full control.
We forget why cable originally started back in the day. We forget that the purpose of cable was actually to serve homes in low-lying valleys and areas. They called it a community antenna type of situation, where they'd put a big antenna up on a hill, then run a cable down into the valley and serve all the homes. Then the corporations got involved and decided to totally take and... how do I say this? Screw the consumer is really what happens. And it's really gotten away from a public service type situation into let's make all the money we can anyway. All right, you're listening to Sound Bites. My name's Rob Linton. Rob Linton, along with Steve Ray and Dave Enright. We've got lots more coming up, and we need your calls too for both computer questions and pledges at 966-5299. Give us a call, pledge your support. We'll be right back.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
You are listening to member-supported Jazz 90.1 and jazz901.org and sound bites. I'm Rob Linton.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we are here taking your calls. Nick Francesco off for the week. He'll be back next Saturday afternoon. And we need to show him that we can raise a lot of money even when he's not here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We need your help. Give us a buzz at 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. We got some money to raise. We want to round out this pledge drive, but we need your help to make sure this radio station keeps going.
Because, like we said, you know, it wasn't a big goal. I mean, the poker guys did 1,200. We wanted to do 15.
In 2 hours, too, those guys did.
Yeah, really. You know, it's...
We could still do it. We still have about another 35 minutes to go before the show's over.
But,
we
We need the folks to, you know, not sit on their hands and, you know, pick up the phones, give us a call, or go online securely at jazz901.org if you don't want it, you know, because, well, I'll wait until the show's done. You don't have to. You can do it right there, still listening. Fill out the form securely. And as many of the other folks already have, as you've heard Rob thank them.
Yeah, we do want to thank Bodan and Christian and Chatlin and Larry and Joan and Edward for their generous donations.
And also all the folks that, of course, pledged last week and the folks too, that send in their pledges by mail. We appreciate that very much.
As Nick would say, though, you know, you folks that already have, you can smugly sit back and say, you know what? They're not talking about me. I'm one of your folks that is part of the family. You know, I support you guys, and they have stepped up and done it. Well, now we need the rest of you folks to do the same.
Want to thank Joel in Pittsford, who made an additional pledge during this campaign. Woo-hoo! And he did something kind of cool. What he did is he did the $90 $0.10 originally. Mm-hmm. And what he did is he just pledged $9.90 to bring it up to $100.
Cool.
Hey, every buck raised keeps this radio station
that
going.
That gets it $1 closer. Yep. That's what we say. There is no wrong amount. And, you know, even with the Jazz-O-Matic making it easy to, you know, do $10 a month.
Well, and Joel's been with you guys since day one of the show. And that's really cool to think about because so many
that's
of the
longer
folks,
than my first marriage.
Awkward.
No, it's the truth. I can get around that because my ex-wife, she's in there. Yeah, you're right.
I'm pretty good at segueing. In this case, I'm not.
Yeah, I blew you out of the water on that one.
Anyway.
But we have been around. You know what? And the three of us do get along great. And we even let Rob join the family. And he fits in like a stepchild.
No, I thought he was the crazy uncle that no one liked.
Yeah. No. He's too young for that.
Yeah, I guess he is. Yeah.
You know,
he's the baby of the family. Yeah.
It's so important to support this radio station again. You know, I've been with you guys since we were over on the other radio station, and
you needed a step stool to get up to the microphone. We had to hold you up.
No, that's not true. Even though I was 20 years old.
His chair is just a lot higher than mine. He's not that much taller than me on the camera.
Yeah, really.
You know, we have a lot of fun. You guys come in 2 hours a week, answer computer questions. But if you listen to the program, everybody's having a great time. And that's what it's all about. You know, you guys coming in, enjoying yourselves, answering computer questions, bringing firsthand knowledge to our listeners every week. And quite frankly, some of the other computer shows, I'm gonna name it, I don't care. Kim Komando is not a computer talk show. No. It is not a computer show that answers questions. I'll give you some behind-the-scenes industry stuff with that show. She is the voice.
That's all she is.
And
they sit there and they ask the question so then she can come on air, call those folks up and sound good.
Yep.
But she's already been prepped on what the problem is. We do it without a net. We have for 25 years since we opened up the mics and said, call in, give us your computer questions. Between the three of us, we might not have it all, but you know what? Our batting average is a heck of a lot higher than our losses.
And while one of us keeps you talking and the others are Googling the answer.
Yeah, well, and you know,
but we don't want to give away our secrets.
Yeah, but we have probably forgotten more information.
We probably have 100 years' experience between the three of us, which is sad to think.
And you don't. And again, think about if you put a price on that. If somebody came in, let's say the three of you owned a shop, which would be a great reality show. But if wouldn't it? Let's say somebody came into a shop that the three of you owned together, right? And they wanted that collective experience, but you put a price tag on it. Think about what that would cost.
They wouldn't be able to afford it.
They wouldn't be able to afford it. And what you guys do is offer service every week, but we need folks to pick up the call or the phone. We've got about a half an hour to go. Make that pledge of support to Jazz 90.1 at 966-5299.
Like I say, just to take your machine in, the average shop I can guarantee around the Rochester area, just to take it in, have them look at it, is going to be a minimum $50 for them just to put it on the bench and tell you, this is broken, that's broken, and here's what it's going to cost to fix it. Now, granted, that money's going to go towards the repair.
Yeah, you're probably not going to get out of a $100 minimum to actually do a repair.
More, you're probably 150 to 200. Yeah. Let's face it. If you get
Which is sad when a brand new PC, crappy though it may be, is $299.
Yeah, but you
can. They're commodities. It breaks, you throw it away, buy a new one.
Yeah, but, that's all trouble.
And you get a month out of it. I say that's the other thing about buying these PCs that are too cheap. They will break too soon. They won't be worth fixing.
Yeah.
So
they're disposable.
Look to spend about $1,000 on a decent PC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even if it's a laptop. But you know what? Unless you do the due diligence, like we tell you folks constantly, backing up your important data, which we preach regularly, and keeping up with the spyware and malware and viruses through the Security Tango, you know, for the most part, we can keep your machine clean. But you know what? We can't, answer you, help you out if you don't take the time and, support us. Because you know what? We might not be here that time that you could really use us. Because something isn't working and you're under a crunch and you need our help. We might not be there.
Public radio offers a service to listeners that you don't get on the commercial side of things. And you know what? The commercial side of the radio spectrum is great. There's a lot of great programming out there and stuff like that. But I'll tell you, on the commercial side of things in stations like Jazz 90.1, we can spend a lot more time giving you the information you want tuning into the station. For example, the other place that we used to be on the commercial side of things, each hour, there was roughly 15 to 25 minutes of commercials out of every 60 minutes.
Yeah, out of the whole wheel. If you you broke the whole hour up. If you were to sit there and look at the time that you were listening to commercials, it would average 25 minutes. I can tell you, because I run the board here, on the average in an hour, you're talking less than 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Less than 10 minutes during an hour. Do we bring you any announcements, telling you things that are going on and promoting this or that?
And it's and our commercials for because that's the common word are for other things on our show on our network,
promoting other stuff,
promoting other shows, and public service announcements.
Oh, and how about like when the Jazz Fest is going on? Yeah. We'll promote. You know that if you listen, you might be able to call in and get a pass or tickets to different concerts.
Yeah, and actually, speaking of that, next week you guys are going to have, I think, a really cool giveaway.
Cool.
So, yeah, I'll let you know about that. But, you know, one of the things about this radio station is that it's a public service. We are a public service to our listeners. This program is a public service to you, our listeners. We need you to please pick up the phone and make that pledge at any level appropriate for your budget. And that number is 966-5299. Or, of course, you can pledge online at jazz901.org. It is so easy. And we were talking about this past week on the Jazz side of things. There's so many wonderful nonprofit organizations around, of course, all equally deserving of our dollars and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
One of the things that we have here is kind of cool that a lot of other not-for-profits don't have. If you send in your money to, again, one of the other wonderful organizations that are out there, you don't necessarily see or hear what your money is doing. And what I mean by that is this. When you pledge to Jazz 90.1, you could turn on the radio and hear your donations at work, which is kind of unique. You could turn on your radio and say, you know what, my donation had something to do with sound bites being on the air. It had something to do with that great jazz programming. It had something to do with the live concerts that we do and all of that kind of thing. And it's kind of cool. You know, it's tangible in a way that you can actually hear it and say, I had something to do with that. But we need you to please pick up the phones and make them ring and show your support for this radio station. The number 966-5299 or online at jazz901.org.
Yeah, it's just that simple. And but like I said, we set a goal, and it would really be nice if we can beat the polka guys, because we come in here each week and they go, here's what you got to beat. And we go, yeah, we'd like
to. It's fun competition, of course.
Oh, yeah, it is. We love the polka guys, you know, and that's the thing. We go back and forth. And it's a great time. Ray and Al are unbelievable. They bring you polka music. Well, they've been doing it longer than we've been doing it. Right now,
34 years or something like that. Yeah. 34, 35 years.
So we got to get them to stop for 10 years.
That's
so we can catch up.
So you can catch up with them.
I mean, so yeah, they've been serving the community. And again, you know, that could go away too, folks. Mm-hmm. There are no guarantees here that, you know, that if we don't get the support and help, the station could go silent.
That's right.
And there's nobody going to sit there and say, the school board or government or anybody else sit there and say, oh, we feel sorry for you. We'll give you the money.
And it
doesn't happen.
It's often difficult to remember what money a radio station needs. You've got the transmitter. But the big thing is the license for the music that, you know, we just can't slap a CD on the air. We pay a license to, what, ASCAP and BMI and
CSAC,
and,
yep.
And to all of the licensed bureaus to legally play this music.
Yep, we have to. And you know what's interesting, too, is the web stream is a beautiful thing, but there's a whole set of licensing that goes along with that. Different from the broadcast side. You have to pay all of those agencies a separate sum of money just to broadcast the music on the web. And, and it's... But we understand the importance of that web stream. We get it.
Yeah.
You know, take a look at even the Polka Bandstand show. You know, their listeners are, you know, they tend to be a little bit older, and they tend to be not as technologically advanced to say your listeners on this program are not bad or good, but we'll just put that out there. So years ago, when we updated our stream the first time, they came to us. We had Polka Bandstand listeners come to us that, and we didn't know this, we're still dialing into web with 56K dial-up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to us at that time, we're like, really? Really? So what did we do? We had to go to our vendor and we had to say, hey, guys, the web stream the Jazz 90.1 is providing is too zippy for the 56K modems. They said, not a problem. So we paid for a separate 56K stream that listeners that are on that dial-up connection on the old AOL or whatever can now tune in. And that was something we heard them say and we did. But again, it costs money.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing's for free. And, you know, that's the whole trouble. Folks take things for granted. You know, you just expect, you know, to turn in your computer, there it is, you click and you go. Mm-hmm. You don't stop and think of all the other stuff behind the scenes. And that's the same true with the radio. You just turn on your radio, you assume that it's going to be there.
Yeah.
But that takes time, effort, and money to make this all happen.
One of the things that's interesting about public radio or radio really kind of in general is the fact that, you know, you'll go to sleep on a Sunday night listening to your favorite radio station, your favorite public broadcasting station, or even on the commercial side too. Wake up the next morning, totally different music. They flip the format without telling you.
Mm-hmm.
That can happen. And that does happen. And we've actually heard stories of that happening with other jazz radio stations around the country. There'll be jazz on Sunday night before you go to bed. You wake up on Monday morning, it's all talk.
Yeah.
And there's no warning.
50s or early rock or going hard rock or whatever. You know, yeah, there is no guarantee. They're going to go where the money is.
I can't listen to the other stations anymore, especially in the morning, because it is all talk. There's no music. So we turn it right down to 90.1 and listen to the music.
Well, even some of our, we got a crew that works nights throughout the stores, and they put on their headsets, you know, and one of them is a big jazz lover, and he happened to be, I heard him, because he unplugged his headset, because it was still early enough, and sure enough, he was listening to Jazz 90.1.
We had a really cute story yesterday from a listener, and it's interesting, too, what folks will go to, kind of what lengths they'll go to listen to us, because we don't, you know, we have really good coverage, but there are still kind of quote-unquote dead areas in certain parts of the city. And we had an older gentleman call up. We would guess, he didn't tell us, we would guess probably in his mid to late 70s, that said, you know, he told us, he said, you know, I get out of the house 3 days a week. I try to get myself out to walk, to exercise. And he said, I make sure one of those days, because he can't, for whatever reason, listen to us in his house. So he can only listen when he's out on his walks with his little portable listening thing. And he told us, he said, I make sure one of those days is a Friday so I can listen to Big Band Friday, a program that we do from noon to six every Friday afternoon. And it's just like, that kind of stuff is so cool to hear, that folks will literally plan their lives around different programs we have.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, you guys hear all the time people saying, I would not miss sound bites for anything.
I know one guy that purposely takes his wife shopping. So he can sit in the car, has no problem. He'll drive her all over. She thinks it's the greatest thing. He sits in the car and listens to sound bites.
That's
and
awesome.
He's been doing that for a few years now. And that is really cool.
That's
cool. It's kind of a win-win situation for both. She gets all her running around, doesn't have to worry about the parking and all that. He goes ahead and parks wherever, and it works out great, and he gets to listen to sound bites.
We need you to pick up your phones, folks. We've got 20 minutes left in the program today. 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. Of course, we will be more than happy to answer your computer questions. That's why we're here. But we also will be happy to take your pledges of support. Make this final sound bites pledge drive day count and give us a call. 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, or online at jazz91.org. We'll be back after this with the final segment of sound bites on member support. Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
And you are listening to member-supported Jazz 90.1 and Sound Bites. I'm Rob Linton.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And we are here in the final segment looking for your calls and your pledges of support. We got to ring the bell. Want to take the opportunity to thank Harry in Rochester for your generous support. Thank you so much to Harry and also Wayne and Sally in Rochester as well for their generous gift. We appreciate that so, so much. They've done their part. Now it's time for you to do yours. And it is so easy to support this radio station. All you have to do is give us a call at 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, or online at jazz901.org.
Oh, get it around here.
You know, that's why that's loose.
Yanking on it.
Because he's, you know, he puts it out in the hallway to talk. He's moving it around in here. If anybody, do you have a camera on Dave or no?
Yeah.
You have a camera on Dave?
Bite me.
Okay, listen, do you want to do any last-minute news before we're done?
Well, yeah, there's a couple of really dangerous phishing scams that have been bouncing around the last week or so. One coming apparently from Google and one coming apparently from Apple. They are not coming from either. But what's really interesting is that the first one from Google targets Google Docs. And since it uses a Google.com domain, it is encrypted. And so the bad guys are starting to use encryption. And it's almost impossible to tell that it's a hack. So it's a phishing scam, and it starts like a lot of other ones. You get an email. Mm-hmm. An email comes in with a subject line called documents and points to a Google Doc page. Again, you click on that, and a Google Doc opens up and takes you to what looks like the Google login page, but it's fake. And so now you think
you got to check those URLs.
Right? You think you need to log in, but it's coming from Google. So it is a hosted Google page. Mm. So it's getting tricky now.
Yeah.
So you get a Google login page. You give them your name and password, and now they have your Google account credentials. So the post is fake. The message is fake. They have now stolen your Google credentials. They can now log into your Google account and check your Gmail. They can go to like Amazon and Citibank and all the other places, check that same password and see if it works there, or put in a change of email address request. So say go to Amazon with your Gmail account and get your password.
Take it over and there you go. You're going to be host.
Yep. I
want to take the opportunity to thank Lynn in Clymer, New York. Thank you so much to Lynn in Clymer, New York. And I don't even know where that is.
Where's
Clymer, New York?
He calls quite frequently.
Does he? Okay, great. Well, thank you so much to Lynn for his support. Pledged and took advantage of some great gifts that we have at his level of support, which means it's time for you to make that call. Folks, we've got just about 14 or so minutes left in the program. Make these phones ring. Show your support, please, to Jazz 90.1 966-5299.
Yeah, so the second fake one going around is for your Apple ID, which is what you use to buy things from Apple stores, the App Store, the iTunes Store, mm-hmm. And you get a message saying that they need to check your security, and it sends you to what looks like a real Apple ID logon page. It's very easy for the bad guys to copy the look of a real page.
They can make it look so realistic, watermarks and everything else.
You put in your Apple ID and password. It then takes you to a page to verify your security credentials, including your credit card number, your expiration date, and your security codes. And then this one's at least nice to pass you on to the real Apple ID page, but now the bad guys have your Apple ID and your password, so they can log into your account and start buying stuff on your credit card. So it's very tricky to be able to tell these are fake or not, especially the one from Google that does use a Google domain.
Yeah.
The Apple ID one doesn't use an Apple domain, so it's a little easier to check. But one of the big things to look at is the grammar of the page. Because most of the time, these phishing these phishing attacks and scams are not from native English speakers.
I need money. Please help.
So Apple enhancing security. Please enter a name. It's a little awkward.
Strange.
Yeah, so if the grammar's a little awkward, punctuation might be a little awkward on some of these fake messages, that's an easy way to tell it's a fake message. Although with the lack of grammar in kids these days, it could be a message from your kid.
It's not far off.
Yeah. So be very, very careful about, again, don't click on any links in email. If you do get a message from Apple or PayPal or Google or Amazon, any of these companies saying that there's a problem in your account, go to the web browser yourself, type apple.com yourself, type amazon.com yourself, and then log into your account that way. Do not click the link in the email because it could be fake.
Another one talked about emails and scams and that type of stuff. It's really starting to grow, and we did, my fiance and I happened to run into this just this past summer, was there's a big scam. People that are going to, say, rent a house or an apartment. Right now, they're going over to Craigslist and looking for all this stuff and that. Well, there's some places up there that are up for rent or sale, mostly rent. And, you know, they'll sit there and, all right, put it in that they're interested in it, and they go ahead and the person's saying, okay. They call them back and say, yeah, okay. But tell you what, to show that you're sincere, you got to send us a deposit. And they're getting money out of folks on a place that they don't even own or have the right to rent out. And these people are getting scammed out of hundreds of dollars. Because they're sitting there, you know, what they do is they turn around and tell them, well, you know what? I've got quite a few calls. You know, if you're really serious about this, tell you what, just send me $100 yep. just to hold it.
Well, and it might not even be an empty house. I've heard of this scam will go on, and so people show up at the house that they've rented for the weekend, and the family living there has nothing to do with it.
One of the problems, too, is that, you know, we're in a very interesting point in kind of our generational gap, if you will. We have, obviously, you know, a group of folks that are coming up that understand technology. These kids are using iPhones and iPads at 2 years old and stuff like that. But we still have an audience of folks that may not be computer savvy out there, and they will believe everything they read, which, you know, kind of ha-ha aside, you know, when we talk about maybe our parents or grandparents struggling with technology, at the end of the day, it's a concern. It's a real problem because they might be
exploited.
Exactly. They might be the ones that they get one of those stupid emails that say, hi, I'm your son stranded in Kuwait. Please send 10 grand to get me out of here.
Yeah.
As silly as that sounds to some of us, there is a population of folks out there who may just not understand.
And that's why these scams work. There are people that get tricked by it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and there's a lot. And again, it goes back to what I've said before, folks. If you have to stop and think about it for even a minute, you know what? They still have this device, even though you do a lot of texting on it. It's also called a cell phone.
There's a button there that lets you make phone calls.
You could actually look up the number. You can still use that texting to Google, say, the local phone of a bank or whatever, and actually call that live individual.
Yeah.
And find out what's going on.
Well, they always say it about banks as well, how banks will never send you an email to enter your password information.
Right.
You know, and again, it doesn't take very much. I mean, you and I, and you know, we could sit down and we could draft an email that would look like something that can come from a bank and just like that.
What I'm talking about by watermarks, folks, are those, they're like a silhouette of, say, the logo and all that behind the print.
Yep.
You know, you're known it as a watermark. And they can make it look so official, you would swear up and down, no, that was the actual site. No, I went to their real site.
The FBI virus scam, and which it's gotten a Homeland Security virus scam behind it. The fake web page that says, you know, send us a $300 money pack. We've been getting, a lot of our customers are hitting that on their iPad and tablets. And one of the jokes is, well, yeah, it's a tablet. It's supposed to show you the full website. That's the point of the iPad.
Yeah.
But it is, it's just a website. It probably came from an ad on one place you went to. We had a customer that was on the Walmart website, legitimate website, hit an ad for tires that he was interested in, and there was an infection in the ad. And it popped up, and the bad guys are getting smarter. It knew he was on a mobile device, and it said, we've started recording your actions, and you've been doing something bad, and you better send us a money pack. And one of them even said, you can buy money packs at Walmart and Dwayne Reed. And in fact, we've been hearing that Walmart is running out of money packs because so many people are getting tricked by this fake scam.
Want to take an opportunity to thank members of this radio station and this show, and I know for a fact they also pledged last week. Brad and Diana in Lodi, New York, made an additional gift, an additional pledge to this radio station, and
Sweet.
We thank them
thank
so
you.
Much. And that is wonderful. It really is. But the folks that have already pledged, you have done your part. What we're looking for now is maybe those who have not pledged their support to Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites. Please give us a call. Make that pledge as we enter into the final week of our fall pledge drive. We've got a ways to go. We can do it, though, with your help. Please make that call, 966-JAZZ, or pledge online at jazz901.org. That's all I got. Listen, you know, at the end of the day, I can't yell and scream like Nick can. Nick has a gift. You know, but what we're looking for is...
That's a polite way to put it.
Nick is...
He was a professional actor for 20 years.
Don't try this at home.
Yeah, listen, folks, you know, as we round into the last week, if you enjoy programs like Soundbites, you know, think about what your Saturday would be like if the program wasn't here. Folks that are on the jazz side and the music side and the side of all the other specialty shows, again, think about where... your weekend, your weekday, your evening, or whatever, where that would be if you didn't have this programming only on public radio. It's so very important to support this station. There's so many easy ways to support it. You can pledge online at jazz901.org or by giving us a call anytime at 966-5299.
And, you know, even though we go off the air in just a few minutes, you know, you can still go securely online and make that pledge. You know, the podcast will be up there later on. And like I say, as you hear that music in the background, you know, we're getting ready to bail out of here. But, you know, please, we've got a goal. And we need you folks to step up to the plate and make this pledge. You also, online, put in there that it's 4 sound bites. We will get credit for it. So you do become part of the family. So when next week Nick's here and grilling you, so are you a member? You're going to be able to turn around and say very smugly, yes, I am a member. And thank you.
It is a beautiful thing to say, and it makes you feel oh so good to turn on the radio and know that you had something to do with making sure this program continues. My name is Rob Linton, joined by Steve Ray and Dave Enright. Thanks so much for joining us this week on Soundbites. Coming up next, the German radio program.
Yep, stay tuned for the best German music you'll hear all week.
It's happy
George
music.
George is coming in.
George
and,
is always happy. Yep. I don't know how that's possible, how somebody can always be smiling, but George does. He's always got great music. It's very exciting. Stay tuned for that. We'll see you next week on Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Don't forget, give us a call.